Intercessor Dutch Sheets agrees with what many Christians are saying about the ongoing battle over the results of Tuesday's presidential election: we must pray. But he also says that, weeks before the election, God gave him an additional word that has particular relevance in view of the massive voter fraud that seems to have taken place. This is a spiritual battle, so it must be fought in the spirit to maintain the victory God has already given. Sheets spent time before the election traveling across the country to mobilize prayer. He says that even then, he had a premonition that this wasn't going to end on election day, that there was coming a great war in the spirit, and for the soul of our nation, after the vote. Sheets says God told him, "Don't start over, you don't have to win again, because of the prayers leading up to that election, you have established a position of victory. Now don't turn this over to man or to humans, don't give control back to them. Through your prayers, through your spiritual warfare, you have maintained my position in the spirit, and I've given you the victory. Now don't stop praying and turn this over to the courts, to the legal system. Don't do that. Keep it in the spirit realm. And if you do maintain your position spiritually, you will win this war." Sheets also pointed to the many prophecies, a number of which we published on Charisma News, that God wants to give President Trump another term. And other voices are echoing what the Lord told him, he says. "We have trusted voices that are saying that we need to stand on the word of the Lord and say, hey, we started this thing in the spirit through prayer, we're not going to turn it over to the natural now. And even though the courts will be involved, and people will be involved, we're praying and making our stand that they don't have the final say."
God has the final say, and he's using our prayers. And we're going to maintain that position. And so I'm releasing prayers every day.